Well, I want to say, first of all, a thank you to Julian for inviting me to do this Kids Entertainer Academy. What an awesome privilege and an honor to be here. I want you guys to enjoy this, to have a great time, but also to get something extremely valuable out of it. This is not just words. This is a training for you to apply what you learn here and make your life better, make your business better, make more money, and absolutely benefit your client, which of course will come back to you, which is the whole point of the lecture, which we call Caring is Profit. Let me tell you a little bit about me very quickly. I'm Matt Fore, and I am a full-time comedy magician. That sounds crazy, but that's what I have done for 25 years. I entertain for corporations, banquets, conferences, churches, schools, libraries, all the stuff you do, that's what I do. And I created a program called Entertainers Marketing Academy, which I'll tell you a little bit later on. But today we're going to learn a concept and we're going to apply action steps to this so that it will benefit you. Caring is Profit, ridiculously simple ways to generate more income in your entertainment business. I love funnies. I love funny quotes. I love comedians. And it's great to laugh. One of my favorite comedians is Rita Rudner. And she said something that I thought was worthy to share with you. She said, "My bank only has two tellers at the window, except during the busy times when they have one." Now, isn't that the way it is? I mean, it seems like wherever you go, the service is horrible. It's not just at the bank, but I mean, you go out to a restaurant, you go to a hotel, you go to a store, you go anywhere, and we get used to this. It's like years ago, you used to expect good customer service, and now you literally get accustomed to terrible customer service. I mean, we could probably spend this entire time swapping stories about how awful it is. Give you a few examples. I'll put a few of these up on the screen. And you just think about this. Have you had any terrible experiences at any of these places? Now, this is shown in different places around the world, so maybe you don't have all these. But let me give you an example. Walmart. I love Walmart. I'm there every day just about. But I was there one time. I needed something specific, and I couldn't find it. So I needed a helper, right? I needed an employee. It took me 30 minutes to find somebody to help me. And when I finally found her, you know, I was nice, but I said, "You know, I just can't get any help." And she said Walmart had cut employees out to the point where there was one employee that manned the entire half of the store. I mean, if you do find somebody to help you, then they're going to be busy doing something else. So it's the kind of world that we live in. I had a package that was supposed to be delivered to my house, and I got a note on the door. Now, it's from UPS. UPS is about a mile and a half from my house. But it was a note on the door said, "Hey, call us." I thought, yeah, I'll call. And they'll say, "We've got your package. We had a little problem. You can swing by and pick it up." When I called the number, there was no way that I could reach anybody in my town. It connected me to somebody in a different country who doesn't speak English, while UPS is 2 miles, a mile and a half from my house. This is the way that we live these days. It's horrible. When our Comcast connection here, this is hard to believe, but it took 5 hours on the phone to get our TV and our internet hooked up. Over three conversations. It was absolutely unbelievable. And then they called me later when they wanted to know how the service was. And I had an opportunity to share that with them. I don't think they wanted to hear that. But this is what we're used to. Hotels, restaurants, Delta Airlines. Actually, Delta is an acronym that means do expect late takeoff again. That's what that stands for. Or don't expect luggage to arrive. We get so accustomed to terrible customer service. We live in a time when people expect to be treated poorly. It is absolutely the norm. So let's take a look at an example of this when you go online. And you've seen this. What is wrong with this? What is wrong with the websites these days? What's wrong with the company website? Let me show you something here. And I'm going to scroll on down so you can take a look at it. And you think about this. Is this the problem that you have? And I'm not just talking about huge companies. I mean, it could be a medium company. It could be a church. Tell me if you see this. No contact. Now, yeah, there is a contact there, but it's not the kind of contact you want. It's not directly linked to somebody you need to talk to, right? No personal email, no direct number. Instead, this is what we're going to get. We get that little info box. It's an info email, info at. And when you click that, it brings up a little box. You've got a limited number of characters you can put in the box, and you don't know where it's going. It's going to somebody that hopefully will get back to you. Or it's a 1-800 number that connects you with some customer service that's been hired out somewhere else. So what is the message that we're getting from these people? The message that we're getting is, send us your money and leave us alone. Isn't that true? Do you ever get that feeling? Send us your money and leave us alone. What they're also saying to us is this. They're saying, you need us a lot more than we need you. That's what they're telling us. They're telling us you're not that important. We got more customers than we can handle. But you know what? You know what starts to happen eventually? Things flip for these companies. They're doing well. They're doing great. They get more customers than they can handle. Then they don't really care anymore. And then things start going south and they don't realize it until it's too late. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Radio Shack. Where's the Radio Shack now? Circuit City. There's no Circuit City anymore. Remember when you were in the airplanes and you always had that little magazine there that had all the products you could buy? It was called SkyMall. You won't see SkyMall anymore. Why? They're gone. Even huge companies like Macy's going downhill. Sports Authority is another one right now that's going downhill. And you can look at these companies and you can see a mile away. Guess where it's going, folks? You're ignoring your people. You're treating your people wrong. And little by little, it corrupts itself and it falls apart. And you know what, folks? This is excellent news. This is just fantastic. You know why? I'll show you why. I'll show you why this is so great. And this is why it's so great for you, because your competition is probably giving less than stellar service. I had a coach. Now, this is a long story. I'm not going to take the whole, I could take the whole course and just talk about this, but I hired a coach. It's been a number of years ago. I spent 2.5 years as a student of one of the best marketing coaches in the world. And I won't go into detail, but I spent more money on, I could have bought a brand new pontoon boat for what I spent on coaching. I could have probably bought close to 2 brand new pontoon boats. We're talking about 2 and 3 marketing personal development classes per week. Trips to West Palm Beach, Florida to go to mastermind programs. One-on-one personal coaching that took 30, 40 minutes at a time, and daily accountability, meaning I had to account for my day from the time I got up in the morning till the time I went to bed every single day for 2.5 years. In order to change the way that I was thinking and change the way that I was marketing. And my coach said something that I want to share with you. I want you to remember this, and I want you to write it down. Which, by the way, I want to say this. If you don't have something to write with, I mean, you've got these you've got these slides. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you don't. But I want you to write. There are going to be times I'm going to say, write this down. And it's going to be worth it to you to write it down. This is what my coach told me. He said, you know, when people don't treat their clients right, and you do, when they don't do the things they're supposed to, he said, it's like winning the gold medal because nobody else showed up. Isn't that truth? Imagine that you were in the Olympics and they had to give the gold medal to somebody and you couldn't even run that great, but nobody else showed up. So you got the gold medal. I mean, this is how simple it is these days to stand out above the crowd, for you to be different than everybody else. And listen, in a little while, we're going to go through some very specific things that you can do, some very specific strategies, things that you can add to your day, to your business, that will generate more income for you. But right now, let's cover these little things, these basic things, three things that you can do now to stand out above the crowd. One of them is do exactly what you say you will do. Now, I know a lot of you hearing this, you're saying, well, of course, that's so obvious. I do that. I do what I say. But how many times have you told someone that you'd give them a call this afternoon and you called them tomorrow? Or you said, I'll send this email to you right now, and then you forgot and you sent it later or you sent it tomorrow. You didn't exactly do. And you know what? That's okay, because everybody expects that, don't they? This is what everybody's used to. Is that really okay? I'm here to tell you that that's not okay to do. Let's look at this. You show up on time or you show up early. How many times have you said, I'll be there at 1 o'clock, but you showed up at 10 after one? Is that okay? Well, that's what everybody else does. Is that okay to do? What about this? Do you follow up? Because most people don't follow up. See, it's actually so easy to stand out above the crowd by simply doing things that other people don't do that we think are obvious, but look, they're really not. I want you to make a mental note here. I want you to say to yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore. When I say I'll call you at 9 o'clock, I call at 9. If I say I show up at 3 o'clock, I'm there at 10 till. These are things we can do to stand out. Now, I'm going to share with you a company that does the exact opposite of everything we've been talking about so far. This is a company you'll all be familiar with, and I'm going to tell you why they do so great. I'm going to share something with you that's going to be very surprising. You've all heard of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Now, let me share some things with you about the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton is one of the most expensive hotels in the world. I have never stayed at a Ritz-Carlton, so I don't want to tell you I have, but I've learned a lot about them, and I know why they're successful, and that's what I want to share with you. They're nearly full every single night, and close to 90% of the people that stay at the Ritz-Carlton are people who've stayed there before. Now, I'm going to give you an astounding fact about the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton, think about this, they never advertise. Never. Have you ever seen a Ritz-Carlton ad on TV? You ever heard a Ritz-Carlton radio ad? You ever seen one in a magazine? Have you ever seen a billboard on the side of the road about the Ritz-Carlton? Nope, you never have. And yet they are incredibly successful. People flock to the Ritz-Carlton. And let's look at why the Ritz-Carlton is so successful. Why are they so successful? Why do people keep coming back to them? Aren't there any other nice hotels, other five-star hotels, four-star hotels? Hey, I know of one hotel that will give you a cookie when you stay there. But people will bypass the cookie. It goes straight to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. You know why? Let me show you something here. The Ritz-Carlton Hotel is actually, it's addictive. It's addictive. When you go to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, you're treated like a king. And I'll give you a few examples of this. And you know how when you go to a hotel and you walk in, you're tired, you've been driving all day, and there are two people in front of you. You got to wait to get checked in. And there's only one person at the counter, and she's working with this guy. She can't get his credit card to go through, and she's calling the maids to see if the rooms are ready, and she's frustrated, and the phone's ringing, and she picks it up and said, can you hold, and slams it back down, right? You know what I'm saying? You finally get up to the counter, and then she's having trouble, you know, getting your credit card to go through, and she can't find your name. We can go on and on. You've all been there. Let me tell you what it's like to stay at a Ritz-Carlton. Now, you go to the Ritz-Carlton, here's what happens. There's an average 30-second check-in time at the Ritz-Carlton. They know you're coming. When you walk in the door and you give them your name, they say, "Yes, sir, Mr. Ford, we've been waiting on you." I mean, there is nothing left to do. They never hand you the key across the counter and tell you to go to your room. An attendant walks out from behind the counter and hands you the key. They don't point. If you say, "Where's the restroom?" they don't say, "Oh, it's over there." They will walk this way and I'll take you to the restroom. I'll take you to wherever you want to go. They do everything for you. They might go in the stall with you. I don't know. I've never stayed there before. But listen, they take care of you. You ever been in a nice hotel and you're thirsty and you go up to your room and there's a bottle of water there and it's $4? You don't get that. At the Ritz-Carlton, when you want something, you get it right now. If you want lemons, you get it right now. Whatever you want. Listen, I have a friend that stays at the Ritz-Carlton very often, and he loves to work out. And he started doing this row machine. I don't do it, but it's like you're sitting in a boat and you're rowing. And he loved to work out at the Ritz-Carlton, but he told him at the counter, he said, "You know, I love staying here." He said, "But I sure would wish y'all had a rowing machine in the workout room." The next time he went there, not only did they have a row machine, they put it in his room. I mean, his actual room that he was staying in. And they put a note with it that said, "You know, we appreciate you. We're so glad you stay with us. And we got a row machine. We're going to put it in the workout room, but we wanted you to get a chance to break this brand new row machine in, enjoy it, and just have a great time." Now, see, that is Ritz-Carlton service. That's what they do. They know your name. And you know what? They wear a name tag. You can't see this on the screen, I don't think, but I'm wearing a name tag right now. Everywhere I go in all the shows, I wear a name tag because I don't want people wondering, "What's my name? Are you really the entertainer?" Or, you know, I don't want them confused. I don't want to take up their brain energy wondering who I am. All the people wear a name tag. They're never on a cell phone. When I checked out of a hotel about a month ago, the guy behind the counter, he didn't even know I was standing there for a few minutes until I got his attention. He's like, "Oh, okay." And then he checked me out. See, you are the center of attention at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Now, some of you are thinking, "Well, you know, I've never been to a Ritz-Carlton, so it's hard for me to relate to that." But you know what? I bet you've been to one of these. Now, anybody in the U.S. that's watching this, you know about Hardee's and Chick-fil-A. For those of you that don't, Hardee's is a hamburger place. They have very good hamburgers. Chick-fil-A sells chicken sandwiches. Well, listen, I travel all over the place, and these restaurants are all over the country. I can guarantee you when I go into a Hardee's, it's going to take forever to get waited on. Absolutely. There'll be two people in line, takes 15 minutes. The person behind the counter is ringing up the order, cooking the fries, taking the orders of the people in the drive-thru and fixing a milkshake for somebody all at the same time and frustrated and doesn't want to be there. But I ate at the Chick-fil-A today. And when I got over there, the parking lot was absolutely packed full. I found one parking space. So I knew there were a lot of people in there. Didn't bother me at all. You know why? Because I know when I walk into that Chick-fil-A, even if it's packed out, in 5 minutes, I'm gonna be done. By the time you give them the food, I mean, you're the money, they give you the food. It's just that quick. Now let me explain something. In a lot of fast food restaurants, it's not uncommon, and these are not hard numbers, but it's not uncommon for a fast food restaurant to make a million or to do $1 million, $1.5 million of business in a year. Chick-fil-A does like $3.5 million, possibly $4.5 million in a year. What's the difference? They both have good food. The Ritz-Carlton is raking in money hand over fist. People love the Ritz-Carlton. They come to the Ritz-Carlton. They go to the Chick-fil-A. And the people that run these businesses are making an absolute killing. Why? Because people want this kind of service. It's what they want. Did you know that the people that train Ritz-Carlton employees are the same people that train the people at Chick-fil-A? And that's why whether you're at the Ritz-Carlton or the Chick-fil-A, you're going to hear this phrase, my pleasure. They never say no problem or okay. They always say, hey, it's my pleasure. Now, I want you to write something down. If you don't get anything else out of this lecture, I want you to get this. I want you to write this down. This will change everything for you. This will change your business if you will do this one thing. Are you ready? Because I'm going to bring the screen up now, and I want you to get it. Here it is. Be the Ritz-Carlton in your industry. Be the Ritz-Carlton. Be the one that stands out above everybody else. It's easy to say. It's a different thing to do. Let's talk about some action steps. That's what this lecture is about. It's about things you can do. We got the concept. First of all, we talked about how we're used to poor service. We gave examples of that. Then we're talking about an example of people on the opposite side of the spectrum that are given fantastic service. And now we're saying you can be the same way. And when you do, it will result in more income, because people are drawn to that kind of service. Okay, what are some action steps that you can do now to increase the profits? Let's do some easy ones first. Let's do some easy ones. Love what you do. Do you love what you do? Let me tell you, I know I won't give a name, but I know a very famous magician. I paid a lot of money to see the show, and he got a great introduction. And when he walked out on stage, it was kind of like, well, I'm here again. It's another show. You know, you're just another audience. I mean, I got that vibe just from the instant that he walked out on stage. But people know if you love what you do or not. They can tell. They can actually feel it. You got to love what you do. Love your customers. Listen, the customer is what it's all about. You got to love them, and they know when you love them or not. Now, we're going to get into something here that is going to be more of an action step. And I want to make sure that I don't leave any of this stuff out for you, because this is so important. Here we go. Communicate with your list. Now, in the Entertainers Marketing Academy, we talk about having a client base and having a list and being organized. Do you have that done? Do you have a group of people that you communicate with? Well, there are a lot of questions. How often do you communicate with them? Well, I'm going to say at least once a week. And some of you might think, well, I don't know if my people want to hear from me that much. Listen, if they don't want to hear from you, you don't want them in the group. At least once a week. They can always unsubscribe. We just want the people to hear from us that want to hear from us. So what are they going to hear? What are they going to hear from us? They're going to hear a communication in terms of benefits, in terms of value, and not in terms of selling. You know, when you get up in the morning and you check your email, what do? You go delete, 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 don't you? What do you delete? You delete things where a company's selling you something. You don't want to hear that. I got 20% off, 30% off. You delete things where they're talking about themselves. I know a lot of you guys do newsletters, and I hate to break this to you, but nobody cares about your newsletter. People don't read anymore, and they just don't care. One of the things I teach in my program, and it's sad, I tell people to get a tissue because this is going to hurt, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about you. I mean, your mama loves you. But when it comes to business, the only thing that people care about is what you can do for them. How do you solve their problem? What benefit can you offer them? I'm going to give you some real practical stuff you can do here. I mentioned this, that I do some school assemblies, and I do some shows at libraries. And I have to think about these people who book me. What do they need? What do they want? What would benefit them? Because if I send them an email about me, hey, I've got a brand new trick. You know, I've got this, I've got that. Watch my stuff. You know, go to my website and see all about me. I give some horror stories. I won't even get into it. Everybody, it's all about me, me, me. And our clients don't care about me, me, me. You know, what if the Ritz-Carlton, you walked in and they were telling you all about them? It's all about you. It's a different mindset. So here's what I did for the director of student service people, the counselors at the school systems, the librarians. I write some. I've written for Huffington Post, success.com, entrepreneur.com. And I thought, what would these people need? What would they want? What would help them? What would make them say, oh, that's a benefit? So I wrote an article in the Huffington Post called Why Kids Learn Better When They Laugh. Now, I could write an article all about me, but who cares? And this took a little research. I had to study a little bit on this to find out, why do kids learn better when they laugh? In fact, not now, but later, if you want to jot this down, wherever you are, you can Google this, Huffington Post, Matt Ford, Why Kids Learn Better When They Laugh, and you'll see it. I actually wrote this for the people that I'm marketing my show to. Now, maybe you don't write in magazines, but what could you do? What could you create as a benefit? Rather than communicating with your clients about you, what could you do? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about a few ideas. Now, you're welcome to do these. I don't care. But this is really just to get your mind going. Let's look at some ideas. Okay, how about this? What if you wrote a paper called 7 Ways to Inspire Kids to Read? Now, I'm not talking about a book. I'm talking about maybe 600, 800, 1,000 words at the most, which is like 2 pages. Bullet points, numbers, it's easy to read. It's not paragraph style. It's just, you know, bullet points, bang, bang, bang. This is what you would do. You could write that where people would want to read it, right? 7 ways to help kids learn math. Do you think there are people that would want that? What if you do shows and maybe these people, a lot of people that say, you know, we might book you next year, but right now we don't have the money. What if you created something for them called 10 audience participation games? Or how about this, 7 object lessons you can teach kids about drug prevention or peer pressure? You see what I'm doing? We're creating a benefit for people. How about this? A super easy magic trick that you can do, plus that you can, I got a phone call. Okay, we got that taken care of. 7 audience participation games, 7 object lessons you can teach kids about being drug-free or about peer pressure or about bullying. A super easy magic trick that you can learn and that you can use to teach people. I love funnies. I said that at the very beginning, that I love funny stuff and quotes. So when I communicate with my list, I often put funny quotes in there. Now, this is really huge because people open my emails because they love the funny quotes. I'll have quotes in there like from Steve Martin, who said, for an honest opinion in the correct time, call anyone at 3 a.m. Or Ellen DeGeneres, she said, my grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 63. Now she's 97 and we don't know where she is. So people know they're going to get a funny quote and they'll open my email. But when they open it up, inside of the email where the funny quotes are, I also have testimonials in there about the show. And I have a PS at the bottom that says, hey, to find out how you can have great entertainment, then call this number, do this. I give them a call to action. But see, they're not going to open it just to hear about me. I've got to give them a benefit. I've got to turn things around and say, this is all about you. See, why do people pay attention to your communication? They pay attention because there is a benefit to them. It's like the Cracker Jack's philosophy that says there's some goodie inside of there for me. Now, the Cracker Jacks are good, but how many Cracker Jacks boxes have been sold because the kid wanted the prize inside? See, we're turning things around and making it all about them. Let's move forward. Action steps that you can take now. We're going to continue with the action steps to increase your service for profits. Take a look at this. we don't have to spend any time here, but this goes just the opposite of what we were talking about earlier about websites. Or it's like, we don't want you to contact us. Be super easy to contact. Have your email, your phone number. Make it easy for people. Some of you won't agree with this, but I'm telling you, to have a landline. And many people say, well, I just use my phone now, my cell phone. I carry it with me. What happens when you're in the grocery store and your phone rings and you look at it, you don't recognize the number, and you answer the phone and you say, hello? Does that sound professional? You need to have a landline, and you need to use that voicemail that you have. Now, it's much better, of course, if you're there to answer the phone. But if you're not there, have a professional voicemail. And when you come back and you get that information, you're able to do your research, see who they are. Have you performed for them before? What did you charge? What did you do? It's all there in your notes. And you call them back, you're prepared. And it sounds professional, and you have a much better chance of booking that. Contact your clients right away. This is great customer service. I read a statistic just less than a week ago that told us what the percentages of emails are that are returned if they go more than 24 hours. It's like 21%. The vast majority of emails are communicated with within 24 hours. So somebody emails you and you get back with them a couple of days later. I mean, it's, that's really bad. They've probably forgotten. They've gone on to something else because you just weren't there to serve them. Do everything for them. Have you watched the movie Groundhog Day? Listen, Bill Murray did everything he could to get a date with Andy McDowell. And he made mistake after mistake after mistake. But every day he lived over and over again. It was the same day every day. And every day he learned from one of his mistakes. So the next day he could correct it and not make that mistake again. He made a different one, but the next day he could correct that as well. Until finally, he didn't make any mistakes and he was successful. When your client contacts you, it's brand new for them. They're nervous. This may be the first time that they have been in charge of this event. Maybe it's the first year that they're, over the student services area or the librarian or the children's minister at the church. And they talk to you and you've been there before and you make them feel so comfortable, just so at ease. And so you can say to them, this is what we're going to do. And this is just an example. You don't have to do this, but I'm just saying, you just say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this email to you. It's got everything we discussed. I'll get you the photo. We've got the video. You'll get a packet in the mail, the DVD, follow up to make sure that you've got everything. We're here for you. I'm here to serve you so that you can just relax and not worry about it. And when you do that, what are people thinking? They're thinking, this person is not like everybody else. This person stands out above the crowd. So let me throw an idea at you. This is a little off course, but let me throw this idea at you. Suppose, now, and think about Ritz-Carlton service here, where we're doing something above and beyond the call of duty. Suppose, for example, that you had a generic flyer made up, that it had blank places in it. And let's say that when someone booked you, you could create this for them and you tell them, this is a benefit I have for you. So you can use this flyer, whether it's email or print, whatever it is, you can use this to promote your event. You can use it to promote your school, your fundraising event, or whatever it is that you do. Well, who else does that? I mean, suppose that there are five or six people in the pool that they're choosing from, and you're the one that's done this. Are you going to stand out above the crowd? Let's take it another step. Let's say that they have not booked you yet, and there are five or six people in the hat that they're choosing from, and you say, even though you've not been booked, what if you went ahead and did that for them? So when they have their meeting, they say, we got five people here we're choosing from, but this guy, has created this thing for us, and you already place yourself, your picture, your testimonials, your stuff is already in place when they go to the meeting. I mean, how awesome is that? Ritz-Carlton service. We're talking about action steps that you can take to increase your service. Do you think that would increase your profits if you did that? That's what we're talking about today. Well, we really don't have a lot of time, and I have a lot more that I could say, but I can see that I'm going to have to wrap it up. So I'm going to give you a game changer. I'm going to talk about just a few things here in the last few minutes that we've got that I believe will make a huge difference. I call this the game changer. In Entertainers Marketing Academy, I tell them, look, this is one of the most valuable things that you will learn in the course is how to make an appointment with people. We all get the same thing, don't we? We get an email, we get a call, and people say, are you open? How much do you charge? Isn't that right? And so what do? We think, oh, I'll do a good job with them. I'll send them an email right away. I'll give them a price. I'll send them to my website so they can see how good I am. And then what do you get? Crickets. You wonder, why didn't they call you back? Well, they've moved on to something else. They were comparing you with other people. They don't understand that there's a value here that exceeds the price you've given them. So what you have to do is create an appointment with them. And you say, you know, I'd love to talk with you. I've got several questions for you. I have several options. And I know you're busy, but, you know, would it be possible maybe that we could talk on the phone? I've got 1 o'clock this afternoon. I've got 9 o'clock in the morning. I believe it will be a benefit. There aren't many people that do that. You stand out above everybody. Plus, when you get them on the phone, you have the opportunity to create that value that exceeds price. I teach exactly how to do this, which we can't do, but there are questions and you ask them in order, mainly just as a benefit. You want to find out what it is that they really want. And then you want to show them how what you do will meet and exceed what they want. Now, our problem is a lot of times that we assume we know what they want, but we may not. And I'll give you an example of this. And I use libraries a lot because they're sort of generic and everybody can relate to them. But a librarian, we think, what does a librarian want at a school, at a church, at a public library, maybe even a school library? Well, they want a great show, right? They want a great show, and they want you to say something about books and reading. But did you know that with some librarians, the number of books that are checked out from the library are a reflection on the children's librarian? There are some of them in which the funding is related to the activity. So if you don't know this and you go in and you do a great show, but you don't inspire kids to read and you don't inspire them to check out the books, then you really haven't done exactly what the librarian wanted. That's just an example. If you're doing a corporate event, maybe you don't know that the person that hired you is under a lot of pressure. Because last year, it was a fantastic event. And so if it's not great this time, it's going to look bad. See, you need to know these things. We need to find out what they really want and give them that. Let's go with a few bonus ideas here that we're going to wrap up with. That these are so important. We can give people a bonus. We talk about Ritz-Carlton service. We're going to do something up and beyond the call of duty. You know what's really fun is to send people something in the mail. They didn't expect it. What would you send them? Your book. I have a book, a comedy CD, maybe a magic trick. I have a friend that is a kazoo artist, and he gives people a kazoo. Maybe you got some kind of prize, a track of music, some sort of artwork that you can share with them. What can you do? The question you want to ask yourself is, what can I do? What can I do to benefit my client? Now, let me share this very quickly with you, because we do have to wrap this up. And I wish I had time to go into this in great detail, but I don't. But this will benefit you. The clothesline strategy, what does that mean? Someone calls you today. They want to book you next summer. And you say, well, great, that's great. When do you plan? And they say, well, we usually plan it around March. So you make a note of that and you give them a call in March, and guess what? They don't even remember you. Why not? Well, think about a clothesline. It's 100 feet long. There's a pole on each end. If you hang clothes in the middle, they're going to hang down on the ground and get dirty, right? What do? You put a pole about every 10 feet so that it holds up the clothesline. Well, that's what we do with our client. That's what we do with our prospect. So I say to myself, all right, in 2 weeks, I'm going to send them a book. In another 2 weeks, I'm going to send them a CD. In another 2 weeks, they're going to get an email from me with some kind of benefit. They're going to get a video, an audio, a call. They're going to get something from me. I'm going to put them in my emails where they go out once a week. And the day before the appointment, I'm going to give them I'm going to shoot an email. And I'm going to say, hey, just a reminder, we've got our call tomorrow, and I look forward to talking with you. And then when they answer the phone, they remember you and it's all fresh. See, we need to do the clothesline strategy so that we can follow up with benefits and bonuses so that our deal doesn't go cold in the end. This is all about extreme customer service, all kinds of things. Wow, we could spend 10 minutes on this. Advance the date, call people and remind them, hey, I'll see you in a week. Are we on the same page? Show up early. Smell like a tulip, folks. Don't show up and smell like beer or coffee. you want to be there. I mean, 100% there. You're on when you arrive. Treat the maintenance guy like the CEO because it's right, and also because you might get them mixed up. Blow their socks off with the show. Always send a thank you card. Caring is not something you can fake. When you care, your clients feel it, they know it, and you know what? They want to do business with people like that. That's why they flock to the Ritz-Carlton. That's why they flock to the Chick-fil-A. That's why they go to companies where they know they're going to be treated right, because people love that. And you know what the end result of that is? It's profit for you when you stand out above the crowd. Now my time's up. I have something for you today, and I'm going to live up to what I've been telling you about. I created a free report, a PDF download. It's called 5 Simple Steps to the Money in Your Entertainment Business. I've been doing this 25 years full time. I've had a tremendous amount of coaching. I've had to unlearn things that I used to do that didn't work. And now I teach people how to make money in their entertainment business. And I wrote this report, 5 Simple Steps to the Money in Your Entertainment Business. Here's what I want you to do. Shoot me an email, matt@matt4.com. You can see it on your screen if you're in the podcast. It's matt@mattfore.com. F like Frank, ore.com. matt@matt4.com. And you can say in your email, 5 Simple Steps to the Money. That's all you have to do, and I'll send it to you. Now, it will help me if you'll give me your name. Tell me what kind of entertainment you do. Are you a magician? Are you a juggler? What do you do? It's helpful to know, how long have you been doing this? What are your favorite venues? Are you full-time or part-time? That's a great help. But I'm going to send this to you. Then I'll give you some other information about our Entertainers Marketing Academy. You can check that out. We'll see if we're a fit. Would love to talk with you. You notice here there's an email. There's a phone number. There's a website. You can contact me, and I will contact you right back. Folks, our time is up. I hope, I trust that this has been a great benefit for you. And please, put these strategies to work and watch what they do.